Good morning, this is Ashel.
And you, Chen.
With your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a psychologist who has sent a string of aggressive messages to a patient has been banned from applying for her registration for 6 months by a Queensland Administrative Tribunal. Kirsten MacArthur, who practiced between 2010 and 2022, began messaging a patient she had seen for almost a decade on Facebook in 2021. The comments focused on the patient's family members and their take on vaccines. One of the comments said anti-vaxxers should be exterminated. This planet has no room for them. The patient's daughter said MacArthur's actions have had serious effects on the patient, including the development of agoraphobia and being too scared to start treatment with a new psychologist.
In other local news, a large structural fire occurred at a Brisbane recycling facility located at Lytton Road in Hemant, leading to 13 fire trucks arriving over Thursday evening. Queensland Fire Department Local Area Commander Inspector Rohan Wilshevsky said that in their storage processing area, materials have caught on fire primarily around lead, acid and household batteries, and with a small amount of lithium batteries. Local businesses had to be evacuated, with residents instructed to shut their doors and windows, with fire investigations now underway.
In national news, ecologists have found that alpine ash trees have struggled to rejuvenate after multiple major bushfires. The alpine ash forests were listed as endangered ecosystems under the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act on March 20th. The list was criticised by the Chief Executive of the Australian Forestry Products Association, Diana Hallam. Locking populations away is actually going to lead to species declining, not species saving, she said. The forests provide habitats for species including leadbeater's, possums and greater gliders, and is important to First Nations people. They are threatened by altered fire regimes due to climate change in recent decades.
In other national news, a man in New South Wales who thought he had initially won $40,000 has won $40 million from the Powerball Lotto. The retiree from Adelaide has just won $40 million after hitting the Powerball jackpot, but at first thought it was only $40,000, the man says. Quote, when the phone started ringing, I thought it was random, so didn't answer. But then I got your text, so I glanced at the lot app. At first, I thought I'd won $40,000. It actually took a little bit of time to compute. Then I realized it was $40 million, unquote. The retiree and his wife, the now multimillionaire couple, have plans to buy a, quote, new house, a new car, and a beach house, unquote, and, quote, might not work ever again, unquote, says the wife.
In international news, a U.S. jury has found that the ticketing companies Live Nation and Ticketmaster have a harmful monopoly over big concert venues. The decision has come after careful dissection of a multitude of pre-sale debacles and price gouging incidents over the last few years, where the U.S. federal government has accused Live Nation of setting competitive pricing to eliminate threats of other ticket sellers profiting, similar to complaints that Ticketmaster has held for a long time themselves. Whilst Live Nation CEO claims that it isn't a monopolistic bully and suggests that rather artists, sporting teams, and venues are the ones who decide pricing and other ticket matters, Live Nation Entertainment owns, operates, controls booking for, or has an entity interest in hundreds of venues in the US, according to the ABC. And as it stands, its subsidiary Ticketmaster controls 86% of the U.S. market. The U.S. federal government has settled a deal with Ticketmaster and Live Nation, including a cap on service fees at some amphitheaters, plus new ticket selling options for promoters and venues, with potential of sharing ticket sale loads with competitors like SeatGeek and AXS.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The UV index is 3, which is in the moderate band, and the wind is at 4 kilometers per hour. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. we pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded.
And we stand in solidarity with them.
R.